Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. I got to ask the obvious question. How did you get involved with this?
I went to Careers Expo when I was 15, and John Friswell was there, set up with his stand, and he gave me $25 off a tandem skydive. So I worked after school and saved up my money and asked my mum if she would drive me to the drop zone, and because she taught me how to save, she couldn't say no. So here we are all these years later.
When did you get the bug? Was it the first time you jumped out of the plane in that tandem, or was it a couple of jumps? When did you know, hey, this is really cool?
I think it was about jump 10 that I really committed to, I'm going to buy gear and stay in the sport. I went back when I was 16 and went solo. I didn't have any money. I went back when I was 19 and he said that I could work there for free jumps. So I did that, and yeah, stage 10 was like basically a slower version of what I do now. So you go in a delta, so you're tracking with your chest towards the ground. So that's when I decided that I loved it, and it kind of makes sense now that I like speed.
Now, of course, it was the 2022 Australian Skydiving Championships recently. You clocked 488.21 kilometres an hour. How did that work out? And did you know you were going at that speed? Because I can just imagine what was going through your mind, but tell us the story.
I think the fast ones feel smooth because your body, you're having less resistance. So sometimes they feel good, but it's really hard to tell what the score is until you get down to the ground. But I was just hoping that it was awesome. And then, yeah, when you look at the score and it's the best you've done in competition, it's pretty exciting stuff.
So where to from here? Is it going on to something more substantial? I mean, but dare I say it, the sky's the limit?
Oh, probably the ground's the limit for me. We're going towards the ground. So, but yeah, I'd like to get to 500 before Worlds, which is in October. So yeah, I'll probably go back to work for a little bit, and then I'll come back and train. I'm going to go to America for 3 months to train, August till October.
So how do you train for that? Like what do you put your body through?
I just jump out of the plane
And
and
that's it.
try and be as smooth and consistent the whole way. Point your head at the ground. Yeah.
Do you
It's
ever get
harder than it
nervous?
sounds.
Yeah.
I think I just love it so much that it's exciting. I don't know if I get nervous anymore.
I guess you don't have time really to get nervous. Once you jump out of the plane, you've got a job to do until your feet touch the ground. So I guess in a way you don't really get a chance to get nervous.
Yeah, I think that's the thing I like about skydiving is that, that's all that matters for whether it's 25 seconds if I'm doing speed or a minute if I'm doing other things. You're not only thinking about having fun with your friends or doing the job at hand. So,
Do you ever
yeah, there's no room for anything else.
do you have a YouTube channel or something like that where people are able to see your jumps? Because I've never understood why people jump out of a perfectly good plane. I don't get it. But hey, I can understand why people do it. And some of the sites that you see on YouTube or whatever it may be on Facebook and the like are just magnificent videos, but I'm too scared to do it. I don't even, get up on the roof of my house.
Yeah, I think it's different. If you're scared of heights, like I would be scared of heights if I didn't have a safety device as well. I do rope access as well, so I abseil, but we have all our safety gear, so I kind of feel safe because you have your parachute and you have a backup parachute and you have a Cypress, so if something happens, you've got an extra backup. So I think we take all the calculated risks, so we kind of skydiving still is dangerous, but we take our calculated risks, so it's not. I'd probably be more scared about falling off a ladder.
Well, we wish you well in the Worlds a little later this year, and hopefully you can get to that 500 kilometres an hour. What is that the ultimate goal, or is there more than that that you can get out of yourself, do you think?
Well, my friend, he's the fastest man in the world at the moment, and he can go 5:13, so I'm hoping to get to 5:20 one day.
Wow,
But
520. Wow.
yeah, 500 is the next goal.
Oh, we wish you well, and thank you very much for joining us this morning. And we look forward to seeing your photos and your videos on your social media. And hopefully you get to that 520 kilometre mark.
Sounds good. Thank you.